السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وفق الله سبحانه وتعالى. والله تعالى making it easy for you and me to observe صلاة الصبح in جماعة. May Allah Ta'ala accept it from you and me as an author of Ibadah. Today is the 23rd morning. May Allah Ta'ala accept our fasting in this month of Ramadan. Brothers, sisters in the deen of Islam, inshallah Ta'ala, I want to advise you and me, particularly with regard to our attitude towards Islamic activities, Islamic call. Many brothers, many sisters need to change their attitude and behavior in a way that it will reflect their faith and what they believe in. For you to be a Muslim, it is a gift Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has afforded you or afforded you with. And you cannot in any way play with it and allow it to just went down the drain without you and me achieving anything meaningful in your life. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make it easy for you and me. One of these vices is 15 common characteristics of hypocrites. 15 common characteristics of hypocrites. You know, when you go by definition, the way the dictionary defines a person of hypocrite is a person who professes belief and opinion that he or she does not hold in order to conceal his or her real feelings and his motive in his heart. In Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2 verse 8, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala say, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. It says, it described them as what? Among men, are those that say we believe in Allah and the last day. Yet they are not believers. Yet they are not what? They are not believers. So brothers and sisters, Islam quickly, below are some facts and characteristics of the hypocrite. Number one, no group or enemy has ever posed danger for Islam as much as the hypocrites have done are still doing it. Why? Because they have succeeded and they penetrate and they live within the Muslims. So they are a big threat to Al-Islam and the Muslims as a whole. Number two, they openly claim to be believers, to be Muslims, and are seen as such. And whereas they don't really believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they rather believe in order for them to fake their iman and to want to indulge and perpetrate their evil acts. May Allah Ta'ala save us from them. They live with the believer publicly. You see them when they live with you, they show you the good. They will claim they are with you. They will claim they are your brothers. They will claim they are your sisters. But deep down in their hearts, they are not. They always secretly deal with the disbelievers or have to report to them. As a result of their hypocrisy and their disbelief that they conceive in their hearts. Number five, they always have two different personalities. Muslim personality and non-Muslim personality. You will see him today, مُذَذَّبِينَ بَيْنَ هَؤُلَاهِ ذَلِكَ. He's neither here today nor there. He's here, he's there. You understand me? His talk will never be straightforward. You will never see him do something meaningful that will affect the life of Muslims as a whole. And this is where you see many of the Muslims finding themselves, especially those among them that didn't understand them. You will see them, ثُمَّ كَفَّرُوا ثُمَّ آمَنُوا. Today you see them what? A believer. Tomorrow, the next few minutes, they act like what? The unbelievers. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you and me. Number three, they die in a state of hypocrisy. You will see them, they will die in the state of what? Hypocrisy. They will never leave it. It is their attitude, they become part and parcel of them. They never leave it. May Allah Ta'ala distance us away from it. Number seven, even Salatul Zana'iza is performed for them, they can't benefit from it. The hypocrites, the munafiq, even Salatul Zana'iza is performed on them, they will not benefit from that the Salatul Zana'iza. Because of the havoc they've committed. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself warned Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Ta'ala told us in the Quran himself, He said, even Ya Rasulullah, you seek forgiveness for them, or you did not seek forgiveness for them, Allah will not forgive them. Who is Allah not forgiving? Who is Allah not forgiving? The hypocrite. So it's very dangerous. And when we're talking about hypocrites in this characteristic, we are talking about the hypocrites that are becoming the enemies of Al-Islam within Al-Islam. Within Al-Islam. They claim the law of Islam, the law of Allah. They are working for Allah, whereas they are not doing it in that way. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you and me. Number eight, they will end up in the hereafter the same destination as those infidels, those disbelievers. You know, Allah Ta'ala say what? في الدرك أكثر من أوت من النار. The hypocrite. Salaam alaikum brothers. The hypocrite. On the day of Qiyamah, you know hellfire, cook? In the hellfire, there will be the festival they will put in the bottom of the hellfire. They will put them in the bottom of hellfire, then they will put the disbeliever on top of them. To tell you the gravity of their offense. May Allah Ta'ala save us. Number nine, they are always grouped in the Quran with the disbelievers. Whenever you see Allah Ta'ala mention them, like we pray in our tahajjud, you put one particular place, you Al-Munafiquna wal-Munafiqati. Eh? And the next one was what? It mentions what? Either it say what? Wal-Mushrikina wal-Mushrikati. Wal-Wal-Kadrina wal-Kadra. You see, when he say what? Awliya ba'duhum awliya uba'i. They are what? They are what? Supporting one another. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you and me. Number 10 of their character is that the mentions in the Quran are more detailed comprehend to disbelievers. even compared to the believers. The characters and their lifestyle and their attitude and whatever are mentioned more in the Quran, even more than the disbelievers and the believers. One typical example is that when you take the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah used how many verses? From the beginning to 5 verses, describing his people. Describing the believer. Alif Lam Mim. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. How many days? 5 days. Let's remove the 5 days. 4 days. Talks about what? The believers. The next verse that follows is what? إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم. This is the disbelievers. Isn't it? How many verses? 2 verses? After ختم الله, which one is the next verse? Which one is the next verse? أَفْتَى خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ what? To the end of the verse. خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Is it خَتَمَ اللَّهُ? بِشَاوَةٌ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. What is the next verse? وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. From that verse, Allah is talking about what? The hypocrites. Allah did not stop there. Allah continued discussing them. The next verse that follows, the one that follows, the one that follows, the one that follows, the one that follows, till that place where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was saying what? Even to the extent Allah will say, "Summun bukum umyun fahum la yarji'un." They are blind and dumb, they cannot see the light. Allah further continue. He used almost how many verses? Getting to 13 verses. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was discussing them. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you and me. This is a typical example for you to know that they are what? They are more mentioned in the Quran compared to what? The disbelievers and what? The believers. May Allah Ta'ala guide us against people, those first people. Number 11 of their character, they are cowardly Allah. And they measure every word you say to them and take it into account. They are always cowardly alive. It is their character. When you talk, they'll be so, what are you saying? Is it talking about me? Or they want to get what you are saying so that they can disseminate it or cause havoc in the society. This is their character. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you and me and everybody. Number 12 of the character is that they possess a filthy heart. Their heart is not clean. Their heart is not what? It's not clean, it's not pure. There is a disease. You know, one of the character Allah described them, the Quran wrote, فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضُونَ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. Isn't it? In their heart there is what? Disease. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala increase that disease for them. Subhanallah. May Allah save us. So, because of their heart is filthy, full of hatred towards Islam and Muslims, jealousy of a true Muslim, it is in their character. They hate Islam, but they are divided into two. They hate Islam unknowingly to them, unconsciously to them. And they hate Islam consciously to them. They know. May Allah Ta'ala save us from all of them. They have jealousy. What they call what? Hasada. Jealousy. Jealousy is a topic of its own, isn't it? I have treated an issue from the beginning of Ramadan when we started the discussion with regard to what? Issues on jealousy. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. Corruption, they commit corruption on the land. You know, when Allah Ta'ala still described them among their character, what did he say? When you say to them, don't commit misdeeds on earth, they say, no, innama nahnu muslihun. We are just peacemaker. We are just arranging peace. This is what they will tell you. You understand me? But they deceive themselves. That's what Allah told us, isn't it? يخادعون الله what ويخلون what ويخادعون الله والذين عاملوا وما يخلو إلى أنفسهم they talk they are deceiving Allah and the believers but they are deceiving themselves. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you and me. Number 13 of their character, they never encourage righteousness. How can they, when it is against their principle, when you want to do anything good, they say, no, it's not good. No, don't do it your way. You want to do good, they say, no. When you want to give sabaka, they say, don't give. You give it to them, they will just stop it. I think that's what they say many a time. You have given your fi sabilillah for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's sake. Then you do it for his sake. Then Allah will eat. He ever that wants to eat, let him eat. On the day of Qiyamah, you account for it. Isn't it? May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you and me. So righteous deed, they will never encourage it. How can they? Because it goes against what? Their principle. It's not what happened to the fiqh so, isn't it? They don't like it. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you and me. Number 14 of their characteristics. They are always uncomfortable when Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is mentioned. They are always uncomfortable. Therefore, they will never find it easy. You always see them thinking the other way around. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala make it easy for you and me. Number 15 of their character, they pray for show. I hope we're not coming for tahajjud for people to see us. I hope we're not coming for tahajjud. We're not fasting. We're not praying our khamsa salawat. We don't give our sadaqah. We don't give our zakah because people to see us. Isn't it? I hope we're not doing that. But if you're doing that, then sorry for you. Because Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will never be in need of your prayer. That you do, and you do it for the sake of show-off. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, أَخَافُ مَا أَخَافُ الشِّرِكُ الْأَصْغَرُ What I fear for you most is الشِّرِكُ minor shirk. That is to tell you what? Show off is what? It's a minor shirk. It's a what? A minor shirk.
Because they say, Ash-shirku al-asghar. So when they ask Rasulullah, Shirku al-asghar, he say what? Al-riya, show up. Now you sweep mosque fast, isn't it? You are the one who brought water to the mosque. You are the one who give us food to eat. You are the one who go here and go there. You always show. They will see that you are always in the forefront. Wallahi, if you didn't do it for Allah's sake, you will never have reward for it. The opposite of ikhlas. You know ikhlas? Sincerity is what? Shirk. If you lack sincerity, the opposite of it is what? Shirk. May Allah Ta'ala save me and you. So when believers achieve tranquility and comfort from their prayer, they are stressed during their prayers. They are stressed during prayers. They will do all it takes to delay it if they cannot stop it. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you and me. So prayer for show off is their attitude. When believers achieve tranquility and comfort from their prayers, they are stressed during their prayer. You know when you stand and say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahmanir Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in, Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim, sirat al-ladhina an'amta 'alayhim, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. The people say what? Ameen. Then maybe you take from Surah Al-Baqarah. You say what? ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين. You read all through. You read all through to the essence. You say what? يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب عظيم ولهم عذاب بما كانوا يكذبون وإذا قيل لهم لا تفسدوا في الأرض قالوا إنما نحن مسلمون. You read down, even to the essence, you read up to the place where Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is saying what? He's saying maybe what Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is saying, وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ عَامَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَةِ. You just read like one rubber. Then you will see him. You will be what? Shaking. This imam to be recite long verse. Is it only him that is in the mosque here? Why the man will be reciting all these verses? You know, among our fathers here, there's one among them, we call him Kul Huwallahu Ahad. You understand? Why do we call him that? Not actually calling him Kul Huwallahu Ahad, but when we say that our father, if you don't know him, say that Kul Huwallahu Ahad, we say okay, because that is the verse he wants us to be reciting in all our salah. Because you make what? You make him quick in order for him to go. So you see them when they come, they stand in prayer and they salat. You read maybe 15 verse or 20 verse or 30 verse. I remember some times ago, they went to a report that Imam Malik, his surah, he used to recite a very long surah. I remember that period of time. If at the time that this month we still have our power, when we start praying Salatul Subhi here in this masjid, if you are in Burukiri, Sanfi, if you are in Sanfi, you will come and meet our Salat. The stress, you come and meet it. And that is how it should be. Salatul Subhi, it should be prolonged. That is the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Do you understand me? You see, believers will find comfort in their salah. Those that are hypocrites, they will not find tranquility in prayer. They want to go, Allah. And that's why you see in most of the Taraweeh prayers, we go to a masjid that there was, after the Fatiha, they say, ثُمَّ نَذَرْ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرْ. Or they say, أَلَمْ نَشَرَى لَكَ سَدَرَكْ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرْ. How will you get the tranquility? Ramadan is to boost our iman. To the extent some people will nickname the masjid. The other one is 405. The other one is this. The other one is this. Depending on how you are fast. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for me and everybody. Conclusion, brothers and sisters. There are some of the characteristics of hypocrites that I could put down or off my head, although they are permanent characteristics of the hypocrite. Some are ordinary genuine Muslims. May in fact they do possess some of and not all of them. The difference between hypocrites and genuine Muslims, where they portray some of the characteristics, is that the hypocrite portrays them out of principle and belief. They have developed them as a result of their intentions to cause corruption on earth, whereby the genuine Muslim do so out of weakness and sometimes ignorance. It is worth mentioning that the hypocrite can destroy, they can't destroy the religion of Al-Islam. They cannot destroy the religion of Allah, but they can negatively influence on my faith, on your faith as well. This influence is our text, and we must pass the text. We must what? Pass the text. They can influence you, but they cannot in any way corrupt the religion of Allah. They can corrupt, they cannot corrupt it, but they can influence. And it's what? It's a check for me and for you, so that we'll see who among you will be able to what? To pass that test. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for me and you. The bad news is we cannot eliminate them from among us. Can you? You cannot eliminate them from among us. You cannot. This is not because they possess power or authority, because although they are powerful, it's rather because their presence is part of ourselves in this life we're living. The best person who could have eliminated them was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, isn't it? He's the first person who could have eliminated them. But Allah didn't enable him to do so. After all, how can you take someone out of Islam when he claimed to be a Muslim? Can you take him out of Islam?
No.
You cannot take him out of Islam. He said, today you are no longer a Muslim. Do you have the right to do that? I don't have. Do you have? You don't have either. So brothers and sisters, as we can do is to constantly pray to Allah that He cleanse our hearts from hypocrisy and protect us and our loved ones from their evil doing. And that's why you see in most of our prayers we pray against it. If you listen to the prayer we pray after tahajjud this morning, after tahajjud this night, I mean, what do we say? Allahumma tahir qulubina min al-nifaq. Oh Allah, cleanse my heart from hypocrisy. Oh Allah, protect my mouth from lying. Oh Allah, protect my eyes from seeing evil. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. So brothers, you can pray for Allah to protect you and cleanse your heart from the hypocrisy. May Allah guide all of us. May Allah grant us more love for Him, love for those who love Him, love for the deed that will bring us closer to Him, to His love. May Allah protect us and preserve our life. May Allah distance you away from shaitan and shayateen, and may Allah bless all of us. May Allah strengthen the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذا هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.